You guys know I'm crazy about Audible because it offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. Audible really is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment, with female writers and heroines, celebrity narration, multicast productions with immersive sound design, and traditional audiobooks. Audible has you covered for any type of excitement that you're looking for. In fact, right now I'm listening to The Second Husband by Kate White. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/realitylife or text realitylife to 500-500. That's audible.com/realitylife or text realitylife to 500-500. With four daughters and two on a dance team, I can tell you we go through a lot of mascara in my house. But I'm crazy about L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara, which catches every lash from corner to corner for maximum volume. If you're looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank, this is yours. The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. I've been using it for about 2 weeks now, and I feel like my eye has completely opened up, and the girls are crazy about it too. They've got a tapered brush to catch every lash, one of the best mascara wands that I've ever used. And like I said, this luxe appearance of this gold package, you got to get it. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today. L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara, you're going to love it.
The amazing Kate Casey.
Welcome back to another episode of Reality Life with Kate Casey. Hope that you had a great weekend. And I feel like there's so much to cover. Okay, so first off, Sister Wives, part two of a three-part reunion. Let's talk about Cody. I know I've said this before. I mean, the guy's just the worst. He just is so self-centered. And he keeps talking about how the kids have disrespected him, his older children who are like over 18. They're disrespectful that they didn't follow all the protocols during COVID. And because of it, he couldn't jump from house to house, like on a regular basis. What we do know is this. Christina said that if he did come over during that period of time, he was on his phone the whole time, he would come, be totally disengaged, and then he would go to bed and then leave before morning, you know, before the kids woke up. So imagine you are an 18-year-old, 19, 20-year-old kid. You're back home, as many, many kids have done during COVID, to live back with their parents. And your father's like, listen, you can't go see your girlfriend, your friends. You need to live in a house with your mother and your younger siblings, and you're not allowed to leave. You have to wear a mask. You have to like Clorox the vegetables and just stay here. Say goodbye to your friends and your girlfriend. Just that's it. Meanwhile, he's hopping from house to house because he has four wives. But when he's there, he barely gives a shit about you. And then ultimately he goes back to the fourth wife who he really cares about and her children who he adopted. And then he has, of course, the two kids that he had with Robin. Tell me you would not be a resentful child. Like, your own mental health was not of concern to your father. He hasn't asked you anything about the girl that you're dating or the guy that you're dating. He hasn't asked you how you're doing during this incredibly difficult time. And moreover, he spends more time with his fourth wife and her children that he adopted because of their marriage. How are you not resentful? I just think watching this, I'm like, this guy is the worst. And I know I've said this before, but I just hope to God that TLC gives. I think the problem is that TLC is hearing my suggestion and all of our suggestions to do a spinoff with Christina and Janelle where they can actually date someone. Here's what I think is happening. This is what I foresee. Is that Janelle, as mentioned tonight on the reunion part two, is that she's kind of okay with not being in a sexual relationship. She said, Cody's my best friend. He's kind of like, I don't think she respects me. We have nothing going on. I just want to be with one wife. I think she's so complacent with, come over once a week. I'm at home every night reading a book. I don't want to be bothered by anybody. I think she's almost like asexual at this point. That's the hiccup in my plans for them to have total domination of TLC by having a spinoff about their dating lives, is that Janelle has convinced herself that she doesn't need to be with anybody. I think she just is happy being by herself. Christine, however, wants companionship. She wants a sexual relationship. She wants to feel like she's loved and appreciated as she should. I just love that she stands up for herself and she's like, okay, here's the thing. This guy with his mullet, I'm not for it anymore. I'm not going to be the third wife in a four who is the basement wife who takes care of all the kids. Nope, sorry. Not on my watch. I'm over 50. Not doing it anymore. And then Cody is all about, well, the religion, the faith, and what happens to you in the afterlife. And she's like, by the way, I haven't been practicing in that church for a long time, so I could give two shits what they think about me in my life. This is what we need. We need Christine to go, all right, I'm cool with like cameras following me as I date. Because I think her going on Tinder and all these things would be such great television. And there are so many people that watch the show that want her to be happy. Oh my God, I think it'd be like a killer hit. So anyway, watch the Sister Wives Part 2 reunion. I think you need to watch it because even if you don't watch that show, you can kind of get the recap with just like the first 2 minutes of the show anyway. Real Housewives of Salt Lake City tonight was awesome. Heather Gay told me, Kate, just wait for it. There's going to be a great episode. It's like everything you love about a reality television show. And it is. Of course, the episode begins with Lisa Barlow going bananas. And she calls Meredith an effing whore and says her stupid family poses, which is kind of ironic. And that she slept with half of New York. Now, here's my advice to all reality stars. You're already in this like bizarre scenario. Just like embrace the absurdity and make jokes about it. Like if I was Meredith, I'd say, I don't know. Did I sleep with half of New York? Or are we just talking about the borough? Are we talking about Staten Island? What are we talking about? But I think Meredith is far too cerebral to be on this show. You know, as you know, because I interviewed her, she has her MBA. She has a law degree. Like she's way too cerebral. She takes these things way too personal. Lisa Barlow showed up ready to be a TV personality. And that's why I think that she does much better on the show. They're just fundamentally different people. In my true dreams, Heather Gay and Lisa Barlow somehow forge a friendship. And I felt like there was a moment of it, you know, in tonight's episode, because essentially Lisa Barlow goes bananas. And she's like, why is my friend of 10 years so loyal to a woman who's operating a cult? And you know what? I got her back on this one. I think it's weird too. I think it's weird too. Now, when I interviewed Meredith, she said, you know, I was just very, very careful with Mary, and because suggesting that she's running a cult could put people in a very depressive state of mind where what if they've killed themselves? Okay, but that's not your problem. It's Mary's problem because she's put herself on television. Also, there's this scene where Jen, who, by the way, I'm just going to be upfront. I think it's bananas that she's not taking her legal case seriously because, girlfriend, it doesn't look good. So she still is in her mind a television personality. So she films with her lawyer, which is like such a bad idea. I can't even believe it. But to her credit, she goes to Mary's church, which, by the way, is now boarded up. People are like, we're not going. Like, someone could just torch the place and no one even notice. Apparently, she didn't even show up to the church that much. She's like operating this church, but like doesn't show up. So anyway, Jen Shaw says, I'm going to go to a service. I'm going to just see how this all, whole thing runs. So she goes to a service, and by all accounts, it's bananas. Okay. The congregants who probably never see Mary are just in total worship mode. Someone's fanning her. There are a bunch of men behind her, behind the pulpit. They're standing up. They're bouncing from foot to foot. They're all, this woman stands up and just gives this whole monologue about how Mary is so righteous. She's like such a godly woman. Guess what? She's actually not. She's actually a monster. And her son's there, which is surprising because I always got the impression that he absolutely hated her. I don't think I saw Coach Shaw, and with good reason, because he should not be married to her. Anyway, you got a window into the craziness of Mary's church. This woman never shows up to church. And when she does, she's expected to be treated like she's the Queen of England. But I have to give it to Jen because she gave us great television moments, because you could tell that the minute she left the service and got into her car, she was had like three people on speakerphone and was like, I don't know what I just witnessed, but it was absolutely batshit crazy. So here's the net-net. Watch the Sister Wives reunion, which just aired on Sunday. Watch The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City this week. Both are absolutely worth your time. Okay, the first thing that you need to watch this week, the thing that you need to plan for, is Love is Blind 2 is back, and it's in time for Valentine's Day, and it's going to air on Friday. You guys got the screener. I'm not kidding you. I realized that I had it, and I went, oh, shit. I think I started it at 9 o'clock. I don't think I went to bed till 2:30. My husband was like, you're a lunatic. Go to bed. I couldn't stop. This is as good as Love is Blind 1. This is why it's a great show. Well, first of all, the series follows 30 men and women hoping to find love, but this time it's in Chicago. I think this is great that they choose cities where you know that the people that they cast are not in it to become television stars, presumably. Like, if you go to New York, you go to LA, you go to Miami, it's like, it's questionable. And I just feel like everybody I meet from Chicago is a good, solid, nice person. I think the people from Atlanta, good, nice, solid people. So they went to Chicago. So this is what happens. This is the format. So for 10 days in a speed dating format, the men and the women date each other in different pods where they can talk to each other, but they don't see each other. So whenever they decide, the men are able to propose to the women that they want to marry. After the proposal and meeting face-to-face for the first time, the engaged couples head to this couples retreat. And during this trip, they spend time getting to know their partners and meet the other couples participating in the experiment. So there are two layers to this. You've talked to the other people in the pods. You've come to the conclusion that one of those people absolutely should be your partner for life. So then you see each other and you're like, turns out you're pretty hot. Awesome. So then you go to a retreat and now you're all together. So you see the person that you may have been your backup. And then you see they're with somebody else that you've been like hanging out with in your like quarters. And you think to yourself, what? Why would those two crazy people end up together? And that's why it's amazing. Because it's almost like the layers of an onion. And they're like so many weird relationships where as a viewer, you're like, oh my God, you should never be together. Or absolutely, you should be together. So anyway, I'm telling you, this is like screaming your TV kind of quality television. So they go to the retreat, the engaged couples head out and they kind of spend time together. So during this trip, they spend time getting to know their partners and then they meet the other couples participating. And that's great too, because you see like who are real friends. So following the retreat, the engaged couples move to the same apartment complex. And then while at the apartments, they meet their partners' families and explore their partners' living conditions. And on the day of the wedding, after this, the couples carry out wedding ceremonies and make their final decision at the altar about whether to split or get married and answer the question of, is love blind? So what you need to know is the show in the first season had two successful relationships. So it is possible. And probably if we were to talk about statistics, they're more successful matchups than, I don't know, The Bachelor. So as I said, I've watched the first batch of the episodes. So I got to the part where they've just left the resort or the retreat and they're now living in the apartments. You guys, this is what you need to watch this week. So again, it airs on Friday. Oh my God, this is such good TV. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way that you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman, and they pass the savings on to us. So I just got a 100% organic cotton tiered maxi skirt in red and a chiffon pleated midi skirt in soft pink. Now I'm going to wear both of them with either a white scoop t-shirt or a black tank top. In fact, wait, should we all get the same outfit and meet for drinks? Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/KKC for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/KKC to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/KKC. This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. If you're looking for new style inspiration, Saks.com is the place to go. Saks.com is making it easy for me to shop for the spring with their selection of chic clothes and accessories. Right now, I'm looking at Saks.com so I can find my new going out vibe. I'm looking for a breezy Zimmermann dress for an evening cocktail party. And for my upcoming conference in Los Angeles, I'm looking at bright Chloe blazers because I'm pushing myself to wear more orange and pink. Saks.com will inspire you to shop for everything on your agenda. So find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com. Here are some other things I want you to watch this week. Joe Montana, Cool Under Pressure. It's on Peacock TV. It features stories that many people don't know, the doubt from his coaches, the controversies with teammates, and the insecurities from within that drove truly one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the sport. This is great because it's Super Bowl week. If you're in like that football zone, you're going to love this. If you are with somebody who's a crazy football person, you will enjoy this. So the series features exclusive footage as well as interviews with many NFL personalities, including Tom Brady, Jerry Rice, Steve Young, George Seifert, former 49ers owner Ed DiPartolo Jr., Peyton Manning, Magic Johnson, and Ken Griffey Jr. So lots of great commentary. If you are not familiar with him, Joe Montana was a quarterback in the NFL for 16 seasons, and he was nicknamed Joe Cool and the Comeback Kid. He spent most of his career with the San Francisco 49ers. So even if you're not from California, most people just loved him because he seemed like such a good person. After winning the national championship at Notre Dame, he started his NFL career in 1979 in San Francisco, where he played for the next 14 seasons. So with the 49ers, he started and won 4 Super Bowls and was the first player ever to be named Super Bowl MVP 3 times. He also holds Super Bowl career records for the most passes without an interception and the all-time highest passer rating. In 1993, he was traded to the Kansas City Chiefs for his final 2 seasons and led the franchise to the first AFC Championship game. He was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2000. So I'm telling you, if you love sports, you're going to love it. It's called Joe Montana, Cool Under Pressure, Peacock TV. This one is almost like Bear Grylls' show meets 90 Day Fiancé. It's called Love Off the Grid, and it's on Discovery Plus. It has 4 people accustomed to modern amenities giving it all up for a chance at true love. And these couples live together in total isolation to see if they can make it work in the wild. So Charlie, Joseph, Spence, and Angela, who have spent years outside of normal civilization, are making their way only by living off the land, and they meet their respective potential partners, Jen, Maisha, Lindsay, and Josh, and then join them in the wilderness to see if love can survive. Can I tell you something? If I don't have Wi-Fi, I'm not going. And that means a vacation. Someone said, you should live into this neighborhood. It's a great neighborhood. And then I found out they have shitty Wi-Fi. I went, I can't live there. I am not going anywhere where there's no Wi-Fi, and I'm certainly not going to date somebody there either. I don't know who was going to live off the grid. I salute you, but it's not for me. But nonetheless, this is a fascinating show. Fascinating. Chris Farah, who you guys know has been on my show a million times, she's beyond funny. She's like, why aren't you watching every single minute of this episode and just in total heaven? I'm like, it is so fascinating that it scares me because I just can't imagine how anybody would want to live off the grid. I have to have a television everywhere I go. If I don't have a television, I'm not the person. I was watching these TikToks and Instagram videos of a couple chefs and they have music in the background. And I thought, huh, very interesting. I have a television in my house all the time playing. If we don't have the tennis channel on, I have a news channel on. If I don't have a news channel, I have like some sort of documentary or reality show. I don't really listen to music that much. So I just find it fascinating that there are a group of people that are like, I don't want to be around any of that. And more so that there are people who are open to the idea of dating those people. So I want you to watch it. It's called Love Off the Grid on Discovery Plus. This next one, if you love music, right up your alley. Carole King and James Taylor, I was raised on this music. This one is on HBO Max. It's called Carole King and James Taylor, Just Call Me Out. And it dives into one of the most famed friendships in music history. I dare you to look up Carole King and James Taylor and not realize that you can sing almost every song of theirs, their hit songs. The most beautiful voices ever. So this documentary is directed and produced by Frank Marshall. He released the acclaimed The Bee Gees, How Can I Mend a Broken Heart? in 2020. That, again, is such a great documentary. If you have not seen that, watch that immediately. The Foo Fighters are such big fans of the Bee Gees, and everybody else should be. Justin Timberlake was in that documentary. He's like, I geek out on the Bee Gees. So here's your thing. I want you to watch the Bee Gees, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart? But I also want you to watch this one, Carole King and James Taylor. Just call out my name. I can't even tell you how excited I am for this. That comes out February 10th, so watch that. Okay, now this one, 48 Hours Mystery just aired this. The show's on CBS. This one you can access by going to cbs.com. I need you guys to watch this because I've covered this with Jonathan in one of my Unsolved Mystery episodes. My girlfriend, Nicole Brooks, is from Austin. And I said, are you familiar with the yogurt shop murders? And she's like, oh my God, yes. I cannot imagine growing up in Austin at that period of time when this happened and not being haunted by it. I need you guys who love true crime stuff to watch this episode and tell me what you think. So here's the backstory. The yogurt shop murders. So 3 decades ago, 4 teenage girls were brutally murdered in an I can't believe it's yogurt shop in Austin, Texas. That was very big in the 90s. I don't know if you remember this. Every yogurt shop was called I can't believe it's yogurt, or at least the chain was extremely successful. So this horrific crime has haunted their families, the city, and the investigators who chased every lead in the case to a dead end. So the question is, could new information finally help solve the case? So the story starts on December 6th of 1991 when Eliza Thomas, Sarah and Jennifer Harbison, and Amy Ayers were tied up and shot. The yogurt shop was then set on fire, and for decades, investigators worked to find suspects. There were eventually arrests and even convictions, but those convictions were overturned, leaving the case unsolved today. So Sonora Thomas, who was 13 when her sister Eliza was killed, said there's a kind of torture that continues by the fact that it's unsolved and it's ongoing. It's always there. But there may be some positive news, however, because a small sample of male DNA was found on one of the victims. So with DNA research advancing, investigators hope that there will be a match that solves the case. I really believe, after talking to Cece Moore, and you can go back to the archives of the Kate Casey podcast to find my interview with her. She said, you know what? You're dumb if you're a criminal now, because you will always be found. DNA evidence, if they have some DNA, you're going to get found. You will be found. You will be convicted and you will serve time. And so this is one of those cases where you think of these 4 teenage girls and what they went through that evening, and there has to be justice served. So I want you to look that up. It's the 48 Hours Mystery. It just aired this past Saturday. It's called The Yogurt Shop Murders. It's very famous in the Austin area. Please watch it and tell me what you think. So let's go through that list. Love is Blind 2 on Netflix this Friday. You have got to watch it. Joe Montana, Cool Under Pressure on Peacock TV. Love Off the Grid on Discovery Plus. Carole King and James Taylor, Just Call Out My Name on HBO Max. 48 Hours Mystery on CBS. And you need to watch Sister Wives on TLC and The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City on Bravo TV. I hope that you guys have a great week. I have to tell you right now, Wednesday's episode, please earmark it. It's one of the most important interviews that I've ever done. It's with Dominique Dawes, who was an Olympian for 3 different Olympics in gymnastics for the United States of America. She talks about abuse within gymnastics and the culture within gymnastics, the culture of abuse. And surprisingly, she talks very openly about the abuse that she suffered through. I want you to listen to this, especially if you know someone who is a child in gymnastics. It's a really important episode. So check that out. I will also be covering in that episode the Tinder Swindler, which if you have not seen, please watch it. It's on Netflix. Just look it up. I promise you, you're going to watch it and you're going to go, what the heck? I'm telling you, you got to watch it. So we have that to look forward to. And you've got to check out my Patreon because I've got bonus episodes with the most interesting people. It is such a great thing. And I want you to check it out. Go to Patreon, patreon.com/KKC. It's $5 a month, which is as much as 1 Starbucks drink one time during the week. It's nothing. Join it. You'll love it. Please join my Substack to get my weekly list of what to watch this week. If you go to katecasey.substack.com, you will love it. I'll tell you what to watch each week. It's a great guide. Share it. Tell everybody about it. I'm telling you, I'm going to save you a lot of time. My Twitter is at katecasey. Tweet me about the shows that you're watching. I tweet about shows that I'm watching all week long. My Instagram is at katecaseyca. Check it out because during the week, I'm telling you what I'm watching and I will give you heads up of who my guests are this week and give you the opportunity to add questions to my queue. You can find me on Cameo at Kate Casey. You can find me on TikTok at It's Kate Casey. And I'm hoping that you have a great week and I'm so excited for you to listen to Wednesday's episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.